Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception that we will try to remove today relates to the Christian belief that Jesus is the Son of God. We know that our Christian brothers regard Jesus to be the Son of God, and they adduce this belief from their Bible, and they say that it is clearly mentioned in the Bible that Jesus is the Son of God. Of course, we find the word Son written in the English Bible, and in this regard, we would like to politely submit to them the fact that this is an erroneous translation. As has been pointed out by one of the greatest linguists of all times, Imam Hamiduddin Farahi, he has shown in his books that the word Ibn, which is wrongly translated as son at these occasions, also means servant. So in Hebrew, the word Ibnullah not only means servant of God, or the Son of God, it also means servant of God. So we have two translations of the same word. It's not that Ibnullah always means the Son of God. The context always tells us what the connotation is, and at all instances in which the word Ibnullah is used on such occasions, it actually means the servant of God. So the correct translation of the original word, which is Ibn, would be servant and not son. And he has shown this very categorically in his book, Mufadarat al-Quran, which is of course available. Now, it needs to also be to be understood that this word Ibn has also been used for Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Gospel of Luke, for example. So if the word Adam, if the word son has been used, or word Ibn has been used for Adam, again here we would say that it's not used to mean son of God. It would mean the servant of God, or Abdullah, as in Arabic we would say. So these are instances in which clearly the word son would actually refer the word Ibn, because the original word is Ibn, and the word Ibn would actually refer to the servant of God. So wherever in the Bible the word Son of God occurs for Christ sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will say that it's erroneously translated. The son, the word son, is actually a translation of the word Ibn, which in Hebrew means the servant. And if the words are Ibnullah, it would mean the servant of God. And this is only befitting because we find that this word has been used for other prophets also. For example, in the Gospel of Luke, it has been used for Adam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I just said. So if it is used for Adam, it can only mean the servant of God. And if it does not mean so, then we will politely ask our Christian brothers that should Adam also be regarded as a son of God, because the word son has been used for him. And as I said, the only correct explanation of this is that the word Ibn, translated as son, actually here refers to servant. So in other words, Adam is also a servant of God. Not only this, but we find that for example, in Deuteronomy, we find the word children used for the Israelites. And we find in the Gospel of John, the word children being used for the Christians themselves. So at all these occasions also, the word children or sons here, these words do not connote real sons. And the original word would actually be translated as servants. So if we keep all this data in our mind, we can easily extrapolate the fact that primarily the word Ibnullah, wherever it occurs in the Bible in this context, it would be erroneous to translate it as the Son of God. Although, of course, we know that this is one of the translations, but we know that there are other translations of the word also, we would prefer that translation because it fits into the whole context, and it tells us how Adam himself was a servant of God, and later on Jesus was also called a servant of God, and then, as I said earlier, the Israelites and the Nazarenes or the Christians have also been called the children of God. So at all these instances, these words connote servants of God and not sons of God. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.